feel like anybody's any better than I am. Mm. I was sitting here one night. I worked hard for old President Carter. I wasn't on no committee or working with the group. I just wanted Carter to be president. Mm. And somebody of these fellows around here gave me kind of rundown. Some of them were strictly against it. They made fun of it. Said, well, did you ever get your invitation to the ball? I said, I don't know. I said, I'll go find out. And I picked up my telephone in front of them. I told the information I wanted to speak to President Carter. I said, I don't make me no difference. She wouldn't give me his number. But that's the way I feel about it. He's a dignitary, and we respect him.
But she has did it to numbers of them.
Huh?
He does it a lot of them.
But if I had gotten his number, I would have talked to him. I said, man, I didn't get my invitation to the ball, and I probably would have went if I'd have gotten one.
I went.
You did go?
Yeah, well, I don't know how I got tickets, but I think somebody
went. Yeah, well.
They cost $25. One more than
who? Well, I would have gone if I'd got an invitation. You know, if I got him on the telephone, I'd have got an invitation, too.
I'll go back to something you're speaking of the roads back there. You should have come in there and talked about Huey Long.
I mentioned that to him before.
You did?
What?
About our governor, Huey Long, the old kingfish.
You didn't say that.
Yeah, I did tell you about it.
We were talking off the tape,
but, you know, I told you about it. Being such poor people, we couldn't hardly get school books. We had to follow somebody else around to a neighbor that was a grade ahead of us to buy school books, get secondhand school books. And when old Huey came in, well, we all fell for Huey Long.
Yeah, I know.
And he gave us free school books. That was one of his policies. And of course, another one of his policies, every man a king. We didn't think nothing about that. Well, we didn't.
That's the policy, not policy.
Huey Long was well thought of in my family, the Longs. They followed the Longs for years called the Longs. He helped us get an education.
What about the roads?
He began to build the roads in Louisiana.
What kind of roads did he build?
He built paved roads.
Yeah, but what kind of paved roads?
Concrete.
Right. Why were they concrete?
Well, he wanted them durable, I suppose.
Why else? Wasn't he asking to get a little money off each sack of concrete?
Well, he did. It was reported that, in fact.
When you get 2 cents off every sack of concrete?
Well, that was the policy of a lot of these politicians we've heard. Now, we don't know it to be facts. Huey Long, he was just like a Robin Hood. He'd take from the rich and give it to the poor.
Yeah.
And
he was a good man.
He
get a little cream off
it. I don't think it's a very few politicians that didn't get a little cream when they got their hands on it. I always, when I run politics, I said, Lord, if I can't be the man that I ought to be, I don't want your will to put me down. I reckon I wouldn't have been because I never was elected. And I don't believe in this crooked stuff, but if it can be proved, bring them before the courts.
Now,
and if they did, they'd put about half our government in the penitentiary, I reckon, the way they talk.
A man who lived way back out in the woods somewhere and never got to town, if he did come into town, they'd say, you know, he's kind of conspicuous. Did they have names for people like that?
We didn't have much name for people. We knew about everybody in the whole parish, all around, the old farmers and what have you. Now, back before my time, they would have things like that, and we heard about it. And we called them the carpetbaggers would come down here and try to take over the